Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Dr. John here, live from Pearl River, Louisiana, and drinking me a cup of Joe. Roasted fresh from Try Me Coffee in New Orleans, Louisiana. If you have an area, if you're on I-59 going toward New Orleans, Louisiana, stop by the Welcome Center. I'll treat you to a cup of freshly brewed community coffee, and we'll chit-chat a little bit. Well, we're in Chapter 3 of Acts now, and we want to see how the church is growing. I titled this The Beggar. Church grows by a beggar. And so we see that there was this, well, we'll read it. But a church grows by a beggar. He is a tool, if I can use that word, to draw a crowd, his healing, to draw a crowd so that Peter can preach about Jesus. And let's see how many people were saved by that. Chapter 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. A lot of folks there praying. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. Alms is offering or no, something given to someone who is not able to provide for themselves. And as I'm thinking about this, there's a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. How many lame children are aborted these days? How many lame children are aborted? Because they won't be perfect. Because the doctors or whoever is saying, well, they have deformities. Well, let's see what this lame man did. What happened to him? So wicked. Verse 4, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him. In other words, he looked straight through him, and into his soul. With John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them. He looked on them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. That's what he had. He had the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Not to give him the alms, but to give him his legs, give him a new life. That's what Peter had to offer. I don't have money. I have Jesus Christ. And he took, verse 7, and he took him by the right hand, he lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. His feet and his ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up, stood, and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Just like that. He didn't have to go to therapy to learn how to walk, how to balance. He didn't have to go through any, may take drugs or anything, or the analyzer or anything. No, he leaped up. His ankles and his feet received strength. He leaped up and started walking and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Who else do you have to praise? Not the doctors. He didn't praise Peter. He didn't praise John. He praised God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering, drew a crowd. See that? Read that verse again. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. This is prayer time. Had a crowd. And he just grabbed Peter and John, so excited and thankful and happy. This lame man that would probably be aborted today was praising God and talking to his brothers and sister, Peter and John. And he drew a crowd. So what did Peter do with that? Verse 12, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us? So by our own power or holiness, we had made this man to walk. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. Pilate wouldn't let him go. But they denied him, these same folks. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto him, Barabbas. Verse 15, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. You killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it. Means, I think, I come to the conclusion that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. As Jesus said when he was dying on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Peter's saying they did not know what they did. But those, verse 4, 18, but those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all the prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of the refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. He says, repent ye, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Repent. Repent means believe what I just said. Change your way of thinking to what I just agree with what I just said. That he is the Christ. He is the one that y'all crucified through ignorance. He is the promised one. He is the one of the Old Testament. He is the one that came to die for your sins. He is the Holy One. Repent. Change your Repent means to change your beliefs, change your thinking, and your sins will be forgiven. That's what repentance means. Verse 20, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things, that's coming in the future, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and from those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Turning away everyone from their iniquities. This iniquitous nature, this sinful nature that has rebelled against God from Adam and Eve, that iniquitous nature that we are born with because of the curse of the of sin, because that we inherited, it's in our DNA from Adam and Eve to have a rebellion against God. And he's saying, repent, turn, and believe. Verse 1, chapter 4. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came unto them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead, and they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. That lame man from birth, who would probably be aborted today, was healed by what Peter and John had to offer him, faith in Jesus Christ. He was healed. He strengthened his ankles and his feet, and he leaped and walked. And by that, he drew a crowd because they all knew him as a man that was an alms beggar. And 5,000 believed because of the message that Peter preached. And Peter preached the Old Testament, the prophecies being filled through Jesus Christ, and because of their ignorance, they didn't allow Pilate to let Jesus go. And so that's why Peter said, repent. Do you need to repent this morning of your belief in Jesus Christ? Maybe you don't believe that he is the promised one, the one that died on the cross for your sin and resurrected and is coming again, and I think very soon. Maybe you need to repent of some iniquity, some false belief, or some thinking that is not according to the scripture, according to the prophets. Then repent. Confess it as sin. Agree with God that, yeah, I've been thinking wrong. I confess it. And Jesus Christ will cleanse you and forgive you and cleanse you of your unrighteousness. God bless you. WSM217@gmail.com.